Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who testified against President Trump in the impeachment hearings, was escorted today out of the White House, where he served on the National Security Council. As NPR's Franco Ordonez reports, Vindman is being pushed out 2 days after Trump's acquittal by the Senate.
Lieutenant Colonel Vindman was among a group of U.S. officials in the White House who listened in on the July 25th call with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. Vindman testified that Trump pressed Zelensky to open an investigation of a political rival. Vindman is a Ukrainian immigrant and decorated Iraq war veteran. Trump has targeted him, calling him a never-Trumper witness. David Pressman, Vindman's attorney, said telling the truth cost Vindman his job and career. Pressman added in a statement, Vindman followed orders, he obeyed his oath, and he served his country. And for that, the president exacted revenge. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, The White House.
Meanwhile, Pressman says Vindman's twin brother, Lieutenant Colonel Yevgeny Vindman, a senior lawyer and ethics official at the National Security Council, also a decorated Iraq war vet, was also escorted off the grounds of the White House today, suddenly and with no explanation. Ahead of tonight's Democratic presidential debate in New Hampshire, the Biden campaign is promising that he will go after two of his leading rivals. NPR's Domenico Montanaro has more.
Senior Biden campaign officials acknowledge that the former vice president, quote, took his lumps with a disappointing fourth-place finish in Iowa, but the campaign is urging voters and the media to judge the first four states as a whole, particularly given Biden's strength with voters of color and how white Iowa and New Hampshire are. But Iowa winners Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg are seen as real threats to the nomination for Biden, so much so expect him tonight to go after Sanders for wearing a Democratic Socialist label and Buttigieg for his relative inexperience. Domenico Montanaro, NPR News, Washington.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says his state will sue the Trump administration over it blocking New Yorkers from taking part in the Trusted Traveler program. The Department of Homeland Security made the move after New York blocked immigration officials' access to state motor vehicle records. Cuomo says it's retaliation for the state allowing immigrants in the U.S. illegally to get driver's licenses.
We believe undocumented people in the state should be allowed to have a driver's license. We want them licensed. We want From a public safety point of view, we want to know that the drivers who are on our roads are licensed.
The DHS action means an estimated 175,000 New Yorkers and 30,000 commercial truck drivers will no longer be allowed to enroll or renew their membership in certain federal programs that ease the process for people traveling internationally to get through security checks. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. There's heavy snowfall across the United States. Winter storms in the Rockies, the Midwest, and the Northeast. Some areas from New York up through Maine are expecting 1 to 2 feet of snow. North Country Public Radio's Emily Russell has more.
Several inches of snow fell overnight in Plattsburgh, New York, blanketing the small city about an hour south of the Canadian border. Resident Bill Price is out shoveling his driveway.
I'd rather be in Mexico.
No, snow's okay. This isn't bad at all because it's not cold.
Not cold for a local like Price is around 20 degrees. Price says he'll be out shoveling most of the day.
I figure I'm going to try to keep ahead of the curve today. That way I don't pull out the snowblower with 12 inches here.
The National Weather Service says some areas across the Northeast through northern Maine could expect 1 to 2 feet of snow through early Saturday morning. For NPR News, I'm Emily Russell in Plattsburgh, New York.
Hyundai is recalling nearly 430,000 small cars because water can get into the anti-lock brake computer and cause an electrical short. The automaker says it can cause a fire even when the cars are turned off. It's another in a series of problems that the South Korean automaker and its related company Kia have had with engine fires during the past few years. The latest recall covers certain 2006 through 2011 Elantra and 2007 through 2011 Elantra Touring vehicles. Wall Street was lower by the closing bell. The Dow down 277 points. That's nearly 1% drop. The Nasdaq down 51 points. The S&P 500 down 18 points. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.